Christchurch abstract painter Don Peebles died yesterday, aged 88, just a few months after his last exhibition. While abstract art was his great passion, he also contributed to New Zealand's art history through his time teaching future great artists at Ilam. While he'd been ill for some years, he never let this get in the way of his painting on canvases which were often large and always exquisitely textured, layered and full of colour. In 1999, Don was awarded the New Zealand Order of Merit. Today, in his memory, we're playing an interview we recorded when Don was made a New Zealand Arts Foundation icon in 2008.
I suppose I really got going in the 50s when although I had always been interested in art, in fact, right from short pants at school, but I spent also the process of growing up as a kid playing footy and all those things. But when I returned from the war, I was able to get straight into it and devote more time to it. But one never had any idea then that you could sensibly think of art as a career in the sense that you would be a professional living from the sales of your work. So it was always, to me, going to mean that I would be earning my bread and butter, and that's bread and butter for the wife and family and all those things, and that art would have to fit into those spare moments that I had.
What drew you or pulled you towards abstraction? Because I think your very first works were representational, weren't they, in the 40s?
They were. And I had a sort of old-fashioned training of life drawing and antique drawing and that sort of thing. And I was, for 7 years, a student, both in Wellington and in Sydney. When those 7 years were up and I returned to New Zealand and 1953, I thought, well, you know, that's art school. Now I've got to try to forget it, in a sense, to the extent that one can forget 7 years of art school training, of a very doctrinaire and academic sort of training, too. I felt that I wanted to try to develop my own language. Every artist must light his or her own fire. And I looked at my work and I analysed it and I tried to go through it in ways which allowed me to eradicate bit by bit those elements of my work which I felt were in some way a contradiction to my intention as an artist. So it was a refining period. I honestly didn't know that I was heading towards abstraction. I simply thought I was trying to purify my work to bring it in line with those things which were really important to me and to eradicate from my work those things which weren't. And, of course, one day I found myself an abstract artist. And that period of transition from normal figuration to what we might call complete abstraction took me about 8 years. So it was a slow process. It wasn't just an overnight decision or change of style.
Were there many others going on that same journey as yourself at that time you took it?
No, I wasn't aware of any. They were mostly working in various modernistic ways, my friends, but usually the identifiable relationship to the landscape or to the figure or something else. They were abstracted versions of those things, and the abstract substructure was in their work, but they were still figurative works. Whereas mine, you know, I became intensely interested in people like Mondrian, to the extent that I was nicknamed Dondrian.
There's a lovely quote from you saying that you were looking for the big shapes rather than the infinite detail.
Yes.
It's a nice summation, I think, of your work.
Yes. I've changed even in the last few years and perhaps become less doctrinaire about my work.
You're allowed to in your 80s, Don.
You're allowed to in your 80s. You can do what you like. Sidney Nolan said that even that in your 70s, you'd paid all your debts and you could damn well do what you liked.
But you wouldn't want to be painting exactly the same kind of work that you were painting in the 1960s. How dull would that be?
I simply couldn't do it, Lynn, no. Although some artists seem to go on with just variation after variation of the same thing. Mind you, I think we always do paint the same thing. but its outward expression and even look can change.
So what are you working on now?
Well, I'm working towards an exhibition in Christchurch, and they're abstract works. I still do a lot of figure drawing just because I just love doing it. I don't exhibit it, but I look at the figure as an abstraction as well. It's shapes, the spaces between, the volumetric elements, the ideas of tension and relaxation, and see it as a series of relationships, which is perfectly in line with and consistent with the things I think about when I'm doing abstract work, for that matter. But the outward appearance, of course, would seem to contradict what I've said.
I understand you even draw in the car when your wife's driving.
Yes, yes, indeed, I do. I do these car drawings, and they're slipping through the landscape. You know, one might start a drawing, and you start with a shadow, perhaps, hitting the side of a hill, and then the car turns a corner, and in comes something else. So the drawings become a sort of compilation of various little things that have caught my eye as we slide through the landscape. And I love doing this and do continue to do so.
There's another lovely quote from you I read. The good painting pumps its energy from the wall.
Yes, yes. I think a good painting does pump its energy out from the wall. And one would like to feel that I achieve something of that occasionally.
When you look around at the art being produced these days, are you excited by what you see? I mean, having been a painter for so many decades now, are you seeing new and exciting work coming through? Or is it same old, same old? Because you have yourself worked with many others who are top in their field over the years.
I have total faith in the younger generation. They don't want to do what I do or want to do, and I'd think the less of them if they did. There's an old saying which says you can't carry your father's corpse around on your back right throughout life. But I applaud what they do and what they want to do. I don't necessarily have much feeling for a lot of it, but I still feel that the artist of today in the 21st century, they're a different sort of artist because, you know, I was born in the 20s. And naturally, my whole outlook on art has been conditioned by completely different situations than younger people working today. And that's as it should be. And I really support what they want to do. But I'd be as uninterested in doing what they do as they are in doing what I do.
That interview was recorded in 2008 with Christchurch abstract painter Don Peebles, who died yesterday after a long illness. He will be missed.